Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Here comes the Greg star.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm very sorry. I was having technical problems.
Aw, man.
Likely. It was really refreshing for us to be the first ones, Greg. So thank you for the technical problems.
Well, I figured, you know, it would make you all feel
one
good.
For the team,
so
yeah.
I just sat upstairs for an hour and a half.
Alex beat you, so I assumed you were dead. Thanks, soundboard. That was for the soundboard.
Okay, cool.
Oh, they're in the same key. That's nice.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that pretty? I mean, one's major, one's minor, but yeah.
Let's see what else goes together.
Nope. That was true.
Very John Cagey, I like it.
Nice.
Hello!
Hello.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Hello!
Man, that Lank is greedy for gifts, ain't he? Just sucking up any gifts he can find, just as if they were chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze.
What? Oh, it's a little ditty about Lank and Bathwack.
And gifts.
And gifts.
What can he do now? Let's see. He can cast the Cone of Cold spell, he has true vision, and he can summon hellhounds and speak infernal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's now also terrified of fire, his eyes are starry voids, and his pores exude sulfurous smoke whenever he speaks infernal.
Mm.
And we haven't even gotten to all the sarcophagi's yet. Who knows? Maybe by the time the party gets out of here, if they do,
uh-oh,
he'll have glowing orange hair and be able to cook a spectacular souffle.
Let's
like,
hope.
Is that like Guy Fieri? Is that
oh,
is he going to turn
no
into Guy Fieri? Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Maybe he'll pick up another language like Swedish Chef.
Oh, I hope so.
Greg would be good at that, I think.
Make Lank even less coherent.
As for the rest of the group, nobody has taken any further gifts, despite some intense deliberation from Mr. Pompeian. And the Lich Exathanter seems to be growing more and more irritated by the moment. So when last we left our heroes, we were just departing the grand amber vault that contained...
It was supposed to be the best ones or something, because it's the Grand Vault.
Yeah, that was the one where you were trying to decide whether you would want
to be a vampire or...
Specifically, you were racking your brain over, yes, whether you wanted to bring back the ancient
and
dead.
And then somebody who just laughed at all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lich had just stalked up the spiral stairs in a huff, saying, let's go.
Okay. All right.
Rafina really tried to take a gift, and everyone's like, no!
I remember.
Yeah. Just for the record.
That's true. Well, it's because I remember Will did hear that this place is evil, although granted that's from someone who's probably
that's
evil
true.
And might be messing with me. But Will cares about Rafina, even though he would never say that. Shut up! No saying, aw. No, but it's like, I mean, like, knowing that Rafina was about to touch something evil, maybe, and something terrible would happen. I don't know. Right? Right? I mean, come on.
It disturbs me.
Will's a softy.
Will's a softy.
And he cares about others.
No, he's this weird paradox, not paradigm. Jeez, this is going to be a good night for talking, guys.
Yep.
It's a paragon.
Mm.
So, yes, you have a moment to yourselves if you would like to reconvene as the Lich has gone upstairs, presumably to lead you through the rest of the temple.
He did say his hearing is very good,
he
but...
He did say that.
Should we trust this guy? I think I say that quietly.
I'm getting a little fatigued of being here, guys. And I don't have a gift, so I'm kind of bored.
I wonder if we're going to be allowed to leave. I feel like he's not going to let people leave unless they take something. That is my...
Has anyone kept count of how many more we have?
Ugh, like 18 or so, or 20 or something. Are there 30? Are there 20? A lot. There's a lot left.
I thought it was a multiple of 12. Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you want me to remind you?
Chiming in.
Roll
please.
For reminding.
He told you.
19!
He told you there were 21.
All right. Well, we already have heard like six.
Like half of it.
Probably. Yeah. Like we've heard definitely at least like seven or so. Like, so I don't know. I guess we could humor him and, but I don't know, man. I don't know if this guy is going to let us go.
Also, have you seen Link's eyes?
Yes. He is creepy looking. Sorry, Link.
Yeah. I don't want him to get any creepier looking. No offense, Link.
None taken.
Maybe someone else should take one for the team, since I'm not allowed to.
Well, I did take one for no team, just for myself. You, thought it would be good.
You used to know.
I mean, we're not... If he doesn't want us to get away, we're not getting away now or later. Like, we're already in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Lank takes the rest of the gift, then we'll probably win.
Lank was taking several gifts, but he was a little bit concerned when someone mentioned that he's not always himself.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Plus, who knows, maybe next you'll be afraid of being afraid of fire. And then what'll happen?
Oh, God.
That's right. That would be the ultimate. In paradoxes, paradigmy paragons.
Then I'll be allowed to leave Barovia.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified by fear.
You just pop out of existence. I'm leaving Barovia!
All right.
Let's...
I'll shrug.
Are you coming? You hear shouted down.
Victor.
Yes!
Of course!
Well, he may as well follow for a bit. I don't even know how to get out from here.
Yeah. We're super excited. Let's go see the rest. Woohoo! Yay, team!
All right, so you all sprint up the stairs going, rah, rah! So you follow him back up the stairs, and you're back in that library. And there's a secret door that goes to the stairway that heads back down towards the main giant room with the big old statue in it. And from there were the two sort of big archways leading east and west. You would explore it pretty thoroughly to the west. So he now leads you to the eastern hall, or archway, rather, off of the large room.
Where is he taking us?
Library.
No, you went through the library.
Oh!
Did we go through the treasure room? Because I haven't seen that yet.
Nope.
Dang.
And then back down the stairs leading out of the library to behind the big statue that was shooting at you initially in the giant room, sort of in the center of the temple.
Okay.
And he is going to take you through the archway, the large sort of 20-foot wide archway to the eastern side of the room.
On the upper floor? On the eastern and western walls. There would look like holes in the walls. I was just curious what those were.
Those are sort of looks like kind of arrow slits high up in the wall.
Okay.
About as high, like up at same sort of height as the balcony in the rear of the, on the south side of the room.
When did you label the doors?
Right around when you guys kept complaining that you didn't know what all the, what the doors were.
It was an irritated labeling. Thanks.
One of them just says or because of the black around it.
Oh, okay. Here, let me fix that.
No, you don't have to fix it. I just wanted to point out.
I need you guys to know when those are doors. There you go. So, he leads you through the archway on the eastern side. And this one, again, has the shiny amber walls that mm-hmm. very similar, reflect your images waving their arms and screaming silent warnings at you.
Have I seen that before? I don't think I've seen that before.
You went through the other one, I think, at least once.
Mm, okay.
Not when the other people did initially, but...
If I poke it, does it do anything? If I poke my own reflection, like...
It's like touching a wall of amber.
Do I do anything when... I'm saying, like, when...
Your reflection isn't mirroring your action, so no, it's
I'm like,
just...
come over here, you!
And it's just... It shakes your head. It's like, no! You
and
don't
I'm
hear
like,
anything.
Why? No. Why? I put my hands up.
And it's just shouting, and it looks like it's just shouting, run, and pointing at back the way you came.
And I'm like, from what? And I poke around, from what?
You're even annoying to your own reflection.
Yeah, I am. I'm messing with it. But I'm serious, like, he's like, from what? To see if there's any information in this wall.
Maybe just ask which direction. See if we can start with the basic questions.
Yeah.
It's just gesturing back the way you came, and it's just saying, go, run, get out.
Can I moon
danger.
It? I'm just kidding.
Yes, you can, and you do.
I do.
What do you do?
I said, can I moon it?
Suddenly, it's a very cold
Will
amber wall, and your ass sticks.
No!
And your butt says,
Will would never
beware.
Moon. He would never moon anything. It's beneath Will.
Ever. He's not a mooner.
He is not a mooner.
So, as you pass through this archway, you make yourself in. You find yourself in this large hall. You find yourself in another long hall, though different in one particular way. The walls and the ceiling of this great hall are coated in amber that glistens like fresh honey. Dust covers the black marble floor. Hmm. To the north, the hall has collapsed, leaving a wall of rubble. Many amber doors lead from this hall.
Manny amber.
So the main difference is that you can't get to the northern end of this hall. If it's the same distance, there's maybe, 30 feet or so that are obscured by this looks like impassable wall of rubble.
What happened over here?
You say that you come up to him, and he's actually just standing with his hands on his bony hips, just staring at this, kind of head cocked to the side. He says, I don't know. This is new to me. This is a problem. I'm going to have this fixed. There's a vault back here. I'm going to have to... Maybe we can go around the long way. In the meantime... He sweeps away, kind of turns, looks back annoyedly over his shoulder at it one more time. And then he leads you down towards the southern end of the hall. And says, here, there are two vaults here with some more sarcophagi for us to... view.
Sorry, I'm never going to stop laughing at that.
Parlaying with.
It's so silly.
Don't apologize for laughing at the joke that I keep saying. Please.
Can you tell why I'm married to you? I'll keep laughing at it. I
yep,
still love
she'll
you.
She'll tolerate me, and I'll keep amusing her with the same stupid shit.
Oh, that's true.
It's almost as good of a combination as David Cross and Amber Tamblyn. All right, so he leads you down. There are two doors near the end, one on the southern end of the hall, and then there's a few on the eastern wall of this hallway. He leads you down. There's one near that corner, so there's two doors sort of near the southeast corner of the hall. And he goes up to the eastern door, and he stands before it grandly, as he's always done with all of these doors, spreads his arms wide, and says, Mavericus! And the door swings open. If you look inside, you see a similarly shaped vault as the other smaller vaults you had been in, with sort of three alcoves. Mm-hmm. This room, again, has amber-glazed walls. It has a blue marble floor. That's pretty much the only difference physically between them, is the color of the floor. And this one has three intact amber sarcophagi standing in the alcoves.
All right, let's do this, guys.
He says, please, avail yourself of these gifts in here. I'm sure there will be something that one of you at least will find useful, beneficial, enticing. Explore, enjoy.
So, what's your commission here?
Yeah.
We're not commissioned salespeople here in the Amber Tamlin.
Salaried only, huh?
We purely are paid in seeing the spread of knowledge and information. And by we, I mean me.
Yeah.
It seems very selfless of you.
Yeah.
I just...
Definitely bodiless of you. Waka waka.
Oh.
I have a body, thank you very much. Fleshless would perhaps be a more apt term. Thank you.
It's very fleshless of you.
Very fleshless. Sounds like we're saying self backwards almost.
Right, yeah. That's perfect. That's amazing.
I love it.
It's got a good sense of flesh. Now I'm just trying to think of an ad we can write about replacing the word self with flesh. Or we could do it the other way around. We could sell self lights.
Flesh lights? No, self lights. Oh, no, let's not go into this because that's very easily.
Self-flesh.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Treat yourself to a fleshy self rocket backfire rocket. I don't know.
So!
I'm done.
It writes itself. I think we're done. We don't even need to write anything
done.
Anymore.
Just
we're
cut
done.
That out of the episode and you're good.
Completely without context. Mm-hmm. Just run it at the beginning. Everyone will be like, what happened?
Buy all our playsets and toys.
So does everybody rush into the vault?
Lank does not.
Oh.
Hmm. What is
Rafina's gonna keep Lank company?
There must be some reason for this good feeling I have. I'll walk in and touch the one on the north.
Oh, okay. Alright, so you touch the north sarcophagus in the vault of Mavericus. And I can't remember all of the voices I've used.
It's okay.
Or I know it's okay.
It's not okay. Voice.
Oh, that's
you fine. Haven't done Miss Piggy yet.
Miss Piggy, there you go. Oh, Kermit! Hey, he's a turtle, not a frog. How dare you?
Oh, Batsy!
I can't do Miss Piggy. Alright. Hey, what are you doing?
Joey from Friends.
Joey, what are you doing in here?
How you doing?
What can I do for you?
Oh my god.
Tell me a story.
A story? I can't tell you no story. I could give you a gift.
Who is it, Bathwack? Rafina yells through the door.
Not sure yet.
Well, you haven't asked.
Yeah, well, what kind of gift?
Oh, I can give you the power to shield your mind.
Ooh.
Power to shield your mind.
Who is it?
Lank is immediately showing interest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what's your name?
My name's Savnok. Savnok the Inscrutable. Kind of fitting, don't you think?
Hey, Lank, come over here and talk to this guy.
Lank is already on his way into the room and puts his hand on the sarcophagi.
Oh, hey! Back.
This one's not for me.
Oh, I was going to say thanks for joining the party, but your friend left. It's not much of a party if it's just one of you.
Well, I have some history with people meddling with my mind, and so he thought of me, which I appreciate.
I think you got yourself a good gift here. I could give the gift of shielding your mind.
Shielding your mind from other people's interference?
Just, you know, shielding your mind. Do you want to shield your mind or not?
As a group, you all don't do a good job of describing things ahead of time.
Well, I don't know about the others, but my name's Savnok the Inscrutable, so you can't blame me, I don't think.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Thank you.
I've accepted several gifts already, but this is the first one that sounded really useful.
All right, so well...
I will accept your gift.
Oh, there you go! Thank you very much! All right. So, now, Lank, you, at this point, it is as if the mind blank spell has been cast on you.
What?
Which I need to look up. Because I don't remember. While I look this up, I will also note that, well, good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
So, remember how your eyes were starry voids?
Yeah.
They aren't anymore because your eyes have now completely melted away.
What?
What do you mean melted? You mean melted like in a puddle?
Basically, all that's left are empty sockets in your head.
Oh my god!
You can still see.
Is it painful?
No.
Well, that's silver lining, I guess.
Yep, they kind of just run out of your eyes and sort of run down your face.
Oh,
thanks, this is not an improvement!
But I can still see.
Oh. Yes, you can see normally.
Oh.
Here's the effects of the mind blank spell. Let's see, you are immune to psychic damage. Also, you are immune to any effect that would sense your emotions or read your thoughts. Divination spells, and the charmed condition. It also foils wish spells and spells or effects of similar power used to affect your mind or to gain information about you.
That sounds good. Okay, if my eyes have gone away, because my previous gift was the true sight. Is that still there, or is that
yes,
now...
That is, okay. As far as you can tell, still present. Does not affect that. It just physically changes your appearance.
Okay. Can I?
I'm sure Rufina has some eyes in her terrarium.
Can I?
I just have some marbles. You want to put some marbles in there?
Yeah.
That my eyes have melted down onto my face.
You physically feel something at least melting down your. I don't know that you would draw that conclusion since you can still see like you could before. I don't even know. People were commenting on the fact that you had starry voids for eyes.
Yeah.
You told him that he did?
I said your eyes look really weird. Okay. I think something like that. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You don't think he would feel the air on the back of his eye sockets now?
Who's going to go blow on his eye sockets?
Rufina will, of course.
Are you telling me there isn't a breeze down here in the Amber Tamblin?
No. It's very still. It's very cold, but very still.
Never mind. Mm. Well, then...
He'll feel the cold on the back of his...
Cold. It'd be like... Oxygen doesn't usually touch that
spot. His optic nerves are very sensitive to cold.
Yikes.
Let's talk about it.
Wait a second. I like the cold now.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Yep.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah, I don't know if you're looking at his face when it happens. I'm assuming he's kind of facing the sarcophagus.
Facing the sarcophagus. Oh. And since I don't know any better, I guess I would then turn around.
Ah!
I know.
You're going to scream. Lank's going to jump and smack his head on the sarcophagi.
Oh, my God. Lank can't see anymore. This is
and his what? Face no, is can... all covered in liquid can... eyeball.
What? It's what? Very starry.
Lank puts his hands up. So now, like, that's just awful. Is there a... he can still see, so he's not completely freaking out, but he's going to ask... Victor, is there any water around here where I could clean up?
Water?
Rufina hands him some.
There you go.
Oh right, you can do your create water. If you could just do a quick shower for me.
Create water!
What, like an eye wash? Like a medical, like a laboratory eye wash?
Let's have this
all...
It's
not even a spell, it's just in my terrarium. I mean, it's not a problem.
She pulls out her eye wash.
Lank is going to get himself cleaned up.
Got it.
Oh yeah, that's working. That's looking real good, Lank. Yep, much better.
Can I use your cane too? Because I don't know he can.
I can see. What
you
does
can
it
see?
Look like? Yes.
And she takes her eyes and her fingers and she like pokes into his eye sockets. Do you feel that?
Well, he would slap at you before you got to his eye because he still has the same instincts, I'm assuming.
Didn't you notice that I was poking where your eyes used to be?
I noticed you were poking at my eyes. Lank is now going to feel... So there's now holes in his face.
Yep. It's not an illusion. Encounter your eyeball where you normally would have with your finger.
Anybody have... Do I have a handkerchief?
I do, but I don't know if I want eyeballs on it.
Yeah, I... Bill, you could have stopped with I do, because I knew the end of that sentence was going to be, and you can't have it.
Yeah.
Bill has the ability to magically clean anything perfectly. Still
oh,
no. Still
true.
No.
Yeah.
It used to be on there. You'll know.
I don't want to get close to that, though. I think this is, I mean, like, watching his eyes go from, like, this crazy weird galaxy eyeballs to now no eyeballs,
I didn't have it long, but I now kind of miss it. Because it sounded cool. Now it's just like, oh, Lord, okay. since I don't have any sunglasses, I'm looking for something that I could use as what would be a blindfold if I had eyes.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you just stuck 2 gold coins in your eye?
Yeah!
Woo! What can you keep in there? It's like 2 extra pockets.
Oh my god,
meatball,
it is!
Wasabi peas.
Meatballs.
Wasabi peas! He's just running around like, ah!
Guys, my sinuses have never been clearer.
Oh, gross. That's amazing.
Actually, that's a good point. If I put my hands up and like I'm feeling around in my eye sockets, which again, awful and disgusting, but can I still see?
It's as if you were covering your eyes, basically.
Huh. Okay, so if I covered my eyes, then I wouldn't. Maybe so something thin. Lank's going to keep his eyes open for some. Lank is going to remain observant for some sort of thin cloth that he can
maybe
use.
Maybe you can
find
like one of those like morph suit masks from Halloween that you can pull over your head.
Something that he could still see, but will be less distressing to his teammates.
Oh, man.
Well, you could just, Will will never be sad. Can't you press to digitate me a glass eye?
Yeah, doesn't anyone have sunglasses
Will,
or something?
Lank does not know how press to digitation works.
I can press to digitate a small object that could look like a glass eye, but it won't last very long. Here, I've never actually done that before. I've never actually made the small object before. Yep. I've never used press to digitation like that. Mm-hmm. But could I do it? And I think I can do it 3 times. I could try to make 3 eyeballs. I try 3 times, see which ones are the best. How about these?
Well, before we use your spell slots, what about...
it's not my spell slot. It's a.
Why don't
I
you
can
put
do
mayonnaise
that
in them?
Mayonnaise.
That's disgusting, Rafina. Does your terrarium, do you have any... do you have a marble collection?
I have marbles.
This is the third time I've offered my marbles.
Yeah, I have
Anyone
marbles
Anyone listening? Am I on mute?
Sorry, I was distracted by washing off my eyes from my face. You know.
I don't blame you, Link. I don't blame you. But wait, do you really have marbles, Will?
Yeah, I do.
Really? Like, as part of your kit?
I have marbles because Batwack bought them for me, and then
I was
them
just
at
gonna
me.
Say now I need Blinsky.
They're from Blinsky.
I feel
Blinsky
like that's
marbles.
Even more legit.
If you really want
right,
marbles,
you want some Blinsky marbles, Lank, in your head.
I'll pull them out.
Lank is going to look truly like this is a humbling moment for him because he really has not enjoyed Blinsky's company, but. He's gonna, if you're willing, he would.
I mean, I can't imagine. So, if I pull my marbles out, there's gotta be like one shooter in there, probably. But then the rest are gonna be small. So, you've got one shooter.
You only got one shooter? You've gotta have more than one shooter. What happens if something happens to it?
I hope I don't lose my shooter. I mean, I haven't even looked at these. I think, honestly, I don't even know. Unless.
Well, even if you just have one, then I could do one. Although. That's going to block my eye too, isn't it?
He's little, so he's got small eye sockets, right?
Okay, how about I just do my best not to look at anybody for a while?
Sure. Sounds good.
So how many more years do you think we're going to play this particular campaign?
Lank's going to go back to looking for a veil.
Rafina has these scarves wrapped around her. So she's going to take one off. It's gauzy.
Oh, gauzy. I could see through that.
Would you like to use this?
Sure. I'll probably remove it for combat, but thank you.
Oh, this you're welcome.
More comfortable for everyone.
It's pink and purple striped. Sorry.
Well, it's dark very enough in here though. I can't really tell.
No sequins on it, too. Sorry.
I don't see color well, so I'm good to go.
Cool.
That's true. I shouldn't have told you what color was.
I shine my light stick at his face like, this doesn't help. It's just terrible. None of these solutions are appropriate.
Lank is startled by you shining your light in his face and forgetting that he can now summon hell dogs. Summons hell dogs. And,
I'm dead.
And then you run screaming because you're afraid of fire.
Don't summon the hell dogs because you probably can only do it 3 times.
Yeah, probably.
That's a good point. I didn't actually do that.
I think Will cast light on the socket so it shines through the gauze and then you can see it regardless. Probably. Anyway. So, yeah. Lank has empty eye sockets.
I understand that this, I mean, I can't see this, so I'm taking all your word for it, although I did just wash my eyes off my face.
And stick your fingers into the empty sockets.
Yeah. Ooh.
I think this is worthwhile. Because I wouldn't be able to rattle off the effects, but my mind feels more secure.
Well, I guess that's good. Who's going to do the other two now?
I'll back up.
I've now taken 4. I don't want to get greedy. I just, if there's a risk, I'm willing to take it because we have to face Strahd.
Well, you could at least gross him out. Maybe he'll run away from Barovia and we'll take over it or something like that. I mean, what kind of wacky plan is that?
If that turns out to be his weakness after all this time, I'm going to be a little bit let down.
Yeah. Grossed out very easily. I'll back up and touch one of the giving Exathanter a thumbs up, like, these are real great gifts, I'm gonna see what's in this one behind me, and I'll touch the soft one.
Alright.
I want my face to melt too.
Yeah, that's my style. Body parts melting off, pretty great. I hope this one does that.
Good. Alright, so you touch the south sarcophagus.
Hi there! Yep, hello. Hi! Hi.
Hi!
Hi.
Sounds like a little girl. I don't, but it does.
Oh, it sounds like a little girl. Uh-huh. Oh, that's sad.
Not some annoying little shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Navi again. It's Navi again.
Greg's
no!
just talking about me. My voice. Yes.
Wait, were you doing a voice? I thought you were just talking.
Yes.
Go take your computer apart, Greg. Would you like a gift?
What kind of gift?
Oh, it's a good gift. You want to know what it is?
Oh, I bet it's amazing.
It's the power of persuasion.
Okay. So what could I do with that?
Persuade.
Is Will asking that question out loud? the what could I do with that? Because Lang's just going to be like, I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah. Yeah. How powerfully could I do that?
All of our gifts are very powerful.
So no one knows what you're, the other side of the conversation, we're just hearing how powerful could anybody
does yeah. somebody else want to be?
Yeah.
I want to hear what's going on. I'm going to touch it.
Oh, hi!
Hi, hello.
Nice to meet you. You're big! You want a gift?
I just want to listen for now.
Okay. So do you want it?
What's the bad thing that'll happen to me?
What are you talking about?
Ha 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 ha. I love these conversations that I keep having. When I ask the question and nothing gets answered.
You sound sarcastic, mister.
I am.
What kind of gift is this?
My gift is the power of persuasion.
That sounds right up your alley, Will.
It does.
I think it'd be up anybody's alley. Do you want it, big guy?
I'm gonna listen some more.
I just don't want my eyes to melt out or anything like that.
Who does?
Right.
Think of all the things, though, you could do with the power of persuasion.
I have pretty good persuasion already.
But the power of persuasion.
You could persuade Strahd to kill himself.
Or to be grossed out by lack of eyeballs. You should be.
That'd be sort of an alley-oop thing. You convince him to let me kill him.
With
my grossness.
Don't you think the power to kind of control people is really like one of the greatest powers there is?
I think I'm going to look at Bathwack like he's listening in on my conversation. Like,
If Lank was listening in on this, he probably would smash the sarcophagus with a hammer.
Well, let's see what's in the other one, maybe.
Well, what about you? You seem like a holy guy. Don't you want to be able to... to get people to see the light? See your way of thinking?
Dirks.
Think about what you could do with that power.
Wow.
That is very tempting.
dark star talking about light. Rafina's not even there. Sorry.
Rafina's helping Lank arrange his new accoutrement.
She's tying a really nice bow behind your head.
I'm going to take my hand off of it and get kind of quiet. Quieter than I usually am. There has to be some reason I'm here.
There's one more in the room.
There is. Rafina, I mean, you don't seem to be watched at this point. Do you want the chance to take a gift, or are you still just waiting?
Well, I'm tying the bow around Link's head, but I can be done. It's really big and puffy, guys. He looks so cute.
It's like a big Minnie Mouse bow.
It is. It totally is. It's going to totally bobble every time he moves. All right. Just for fun, I'm going to run up to the middle one and poke it with my finger.
Cool. So she gets first dibs, but anybody else, of course, can hop on in there. All right. This voice kind of almost sounds like kind of like whispers in your head, like not like creepy whispers. It's just like kind of like kind of
breathy,
voicey, kind of
windy?
Windy. Yeah. And he says, "Hello."
Oh, hi. With whom am I speaking?
My name is Tarchimedes, the Grave Worm.
Ew.
A Grave Worm.
Yes.
I had some of those in my terrarium once.
Oh, that's impressive. You must have a very big terrarium.
I had to get rid of them very quickly.
Yes, I would imagine. Would you be interested in a gift?
I'm curious to know what you're offering.
My gift is the power of flight.
Ooh.
Flight?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You mean I could fly?
Well, you would have the gift of flight. What do you think?
Oh, these contract terms are really...
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
The rest of you can see Rafina is communing with a sarcophagi.
Oh. Guys, I could fly just like Will!
Yeah, well, what if your nose melts off or other body parts? No.
Still a little nervous about,
giving like the power to a good person. Rafina sees something shiny on the other side of the room. Ooh! And runs away.
Oh, come on, Rafina! Says Exathanter.
Oh.
You sounded interested! You don't want that gift?
Oh, that's right. There was a gift over there. No, I'm accident prone. I'd probably break my toe.
What about you, Bathwack? You sound like you wanted that last one. What's the holdup?
There must be one here for me. I'm not sure this is it.
Does anybody else touch the sarcophagi that Rafina was touching?
She told you out loud that it was flight. I already know how to fly, so I do.
Yeah, you already know how to fly. I did. I was very excited. But yeah, Rafina's feeling a little bit like if she's given... Because, you know, Rafina feels pretty self-secure, and she doesn't feel like an enhancement will do anything but possibly corrupt her.
Oh, I totally understand.
I'm aware of that. But still curious.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm touching them to put Exathanter at ease, because Exathanter clearly wants us to do something. So Will's like pretending to shop, but at this point, having my face melt off is not an option for him. So, like, serious. I mean, like, it sounds gross, but for Will, he is too vain to have something.
It's going
to
be a mustache one. I just know it.
I know. It's going to be messed up.
The reason that you don't want your eyeballs to melt out is vanity.
Yep. Yes.
That's the problem. That's where it's too much.
Yes. Well, already my smile's all crooked and evil, so he does not like that. He's like, yep.
All right. So
where do we go next, Exathanter?
You're done here? Fine. Come on. Next one. Mm. He leads you to the door. Kind of around
getting
the corner
mad at us.
On the south wall of the hall, and he stands before it and says, the grandiosity is gone at this point. He just says, "Shulks," and the door opens. This also has room. It's walls of glazed amber. This one has a floor of red marble.
Pretty.
If you look up, you can see in the ceiling there's a rough-hewn shaft in the center of the ceiling leading upwards. Three sarcophagi stand in alcoves, and above each sarcophagus floats a human skull wreathed in green flame.
Like the ones we saw in the other hallway?
Mm-hmm. And as the door opens, the skull sort of, the flames sort of grow, and you hear them. And Exathanter, he just holds out a hand. And he says, "Get out of here!" And the flames shrink, and they shoot one by one up the shaft.
The skulls do?
Yes.
Wow! Wild. I am glad that we found you. I didn't find you, but the rest of everybody, because this seems like a dangerous place.
Exathanter, what were they doing? Were they doing something with the sarcophaguses?
Well, I mean, you know, they're here to they're guardians of the temple, and they help to keep things safe against those who would maybe wish it harm.
Hmm. Why'd you chase them away then?
Well, they were about to. They get a little overeager. I want you all to feel, you know, completely at ease and be able to choose your gifts that speak to you at will.
So they weren't, like, sucking out the power of the sarcophaguses?
No, they have no ability to do so.
Well, did they ever, were they ever actual humans?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And were they priests?
No, they were wizards.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Of course, certainly. Enter.
Such a suck up.
Partake.
What was that?
Nothing. You'll have to review the Audacity file later. Exathanter, why is this floor a different color than the previous one? Does that signify anything?
Oh, all of them are different. It's just, I wasn't the one who created this tamble. Tamblin? Tamble.
Tamble.
Tamble. this Tamblin, as far as I can tell, it's merely just a design choice. Any meaning you might derive, I think, would be up to you.
Oh. Choose your own floor explanation.
Sure.
I love it.
Alright, so Bathwick's gonna just charge in and go touch the south sarcophagus.
Alright, straight across the room. South sarcophagus. Here we go. As you touch it, you hear a peal of thunder in your head. Hello!
Whoa.
Would you like a gift?
What manner of gift?
My gift is the power to create lightning.
Oh, that's totally Bathwick.
Sounds amazing, but not for me. I'm going to walk, I'm going to step back. Is anyone else coming in here?
I'll follow, yep. Mm-hmm.
The South Sarcophagus is a gift of lightning. They will. Rufina?
Mm. No.
Exathanter.
Yes?
When, do you still not remember even anything from your life as Victor?
I vaguely remember sort of growing up. In a town, somewhat.
And you don't miss any of that? Like, that's...
No, this is the place I want to be. This is...
But you're all alone and you kind of forgot everything. I'm just...
I'm good now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to... next time I'll do more Sudoku. I'll be good.
I'm just wondering if you are... if you could leave this place if you wanted to.
Sure.
Yeah?
The door's back there.
Can you show me that you can do that?
Why?
Just because, not that I don't trust you, but what if something in this temple, Tamblin, excuse me.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Tamblin.
I think you mean Tamble.
This Tamble. What if something in this place is making you think that you are as powerful as you are? Because a lot of these things, you know, they're offering a lot of powers, but they seem to come at a great cost. And even you, when you saw yourself... didn't seem happy with the results.
Well, I mean, look at me. I'm not exactly the most appealing. It's a shock.
No, you're amazing. I mean, you're a skeleton. I mean, that's pretty cool. You look like a skeleton, though, right? You know me. I mean, you probably know me. You seem really all-powerful and stuff. I don't know a lot about liches or whatever, but you just seem... You look really epic. You look like the wizard that you always wanted to be. I'm just wondering if you can actually leave, because no offense, but I don't want to live here. Can you understand that? I you know, and you probably don't even want to share your temple or your Tamblin with me. So what's to say that we all can't get out of here once we make a choice, or if we don't want to make a choice because we want to leave them all for you or for the next probably much greater group of people to pass through?
So what's your point?
My point is, if you can leave, like, I want to know if you can leave, if we can leave.
Yeah, you can leave, I can leave.
Right now? Yes,
sure.
Who do you need to look nice for? Are there lady liches in the castle?
What? Who? What? I need to look nice?
Well, you said you didn't look all that appealing. Why would you need to?
Well, I was just trying to explain to your friend here why younger me would have reacted the way he did whenever he saw me. That's all.
I thought you were less than... Okay, got you.
No, I'm fine.
Just wanted to make sure that
that's
you were
not what
happy
matters, really, if you ask me.
I'm a little concerned, though, Will, that he wants one of us to become a lich so that we can take over his duties.
Right, which is, yeah. I mean, not at all. Like, of course we don't really... That's just, you know... We just,
This is my destiny. This is where I'm meant to be.
Right, but you seem very irritated with us right now.
Well, you're just... Some of you are just passing by all of these wonderful things. Like, this is what it's all about. Like, this is... Life is about gaining information, gaining knowledge, gaining power. And you're just... The world practically is laid at your feet. And you're just...
Isn't it about choosing the power that's right for you? I mean, you didn't take all of these gifts. You took one that was for you.
Fine. Well, let's find it. You want to touch another one, Bathwack? Come on, let's go.
Sorry, I didn't laugh out loud like that with him. I'm actually a little bit concerned.
Right.
No one else is coming in here. I'll touch the one on the right.
I am. I'm in. I'll touch one. I'll touch the... He went south. I'll go west.
All right, so you went to the west. He just said he went to the east. Okay. Is Lank interested anymore, or...?
Lank is going to follow, but not... He's just sort of going to stay at the doorway.
Okay. And Rafina here just...
I'm at the doorway, too.
Happy to be Rafina. All right.
I'm whistling.
All right, so we just did Bathwick. Let's go to Will first, but we can assume these happen simultaneously unless something happens, but whatever, we'll deal with it. Anyway.
Hello?
Hello.
Do you want a gift?
Is that cough in character?
Yeah.
You don't sound very well. What is your gift?
My gift is the power of spreading disease.
Oh. Will I catch the disease if I spread it?
You can spread it.
But that might mean I get it. No, thank you. And
wait.
I stop touching it. Gross. That's definitely a gross one.
All right.
It would be much more successful if they could tell us just what was going to happen.
Right, yeah.
All right. And Bathwack, you touch the eastern sarcophagus, and your voice says, hey!
Hello.
Hi. Do you want a gift?
What is your gift?
My gift, yes. My gift is the power to raise the recently deceased.
Hmm.
Again?
The other one was ancient dead, I think.
Oh, that's true. What is it, Bathwack?
Sorry. This one's offering the power to raise the recently dead.
I feel like we're going to need that for Lank.
If he keeps taking stuff, we might.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not saying you should take it. I'm just saying.
There must be a reason we're here.
Maybe it's to get the gift to raise the recently dead.
Hey, ancient dead is better. I don't hear that. Never mind.
No, I told you what it was. Well,
oh, yeah. I mean, if we're going to take one of them, you should take the ancient dead, right? Because, like, I'm assuming ancient means ancient up to now. Probably. It's got to be more powerful.
I don't like
the way they read their terms.
All right.
Rest it.
I feel like everyone we pass up, our host is going to become more and more infuriated with us.
That's why I'm trying to talk to him.
I'll step back.
I don't know if we should let our faces melt off just to make Skeleton Guy happy, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the alternative might be that... Well, okay. I don't think we should talk about this right now. He's right outside.
Yeah. I'm going to purposely walk by Exathanter when we go to the next one. Walk with him, I mean. Next to him. Not
okay.
by... Not
past.
Past him. Next to him.
So, Exithander, do you think that I'll know? Do you think one of these is for me?
You've seemed like you've known a few times. You've been very interested in a bunch of them, and hasn't been satisfactory to you, I guess. We've got three more.
Oh, only three more.
Three more.
You did all three in this room?
Hmm?
There are only three?
Three left.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm.
All right.
Let's see the last three.
We gotta go around, because whatever the hell happened up here, gesturing to that cave-in at the northern end of the hall.
Don't you have some lich janitors who can help us with that?
Yeah, maybe I'll get the flame skulls to work on it. Good idea.
Wow.
That'll take them a while, I think.
They're gonna have to nibble at it with their teeth.
Pretty much, yep. Bit by bit. Pick them up.
So are you really the boss of this whole Tamblin?
Yeah.
Wow, Victor.
Exithanter.
Sorry. You know, the thing is, I keep calling you Victor, not out of disrespect. It's because I'm just so impressed. Because I know where you came from. I mean, you made something of yourself. I can appreciate that. That's what I did too. So, it's very impressive.
Did flattery help?
Flattery?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh, wow. You know what? Attitude. Fine.
You're like, I get enough of that from my 3-year-old.
I get enough of that from my own self. No. No, but I mean, like, come on. I'm just saying.
All right, let's go.
We are. You already said that. We're going.
All right.
We're following you.
He leads you back out through that big amber archway into the main big room and up the stairs in the southeastern corner. Up to the balcony above. I'll just move Nick as we go. Yep, up there.
Oh my gosh, Nick hasn't said a word.
Yeah. Nope. He's content with himself too, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you pop up, basically, now you're up on the higher map, because you're up on the upper level.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so he leads you through the doors to the right, to the east, into where Rafina and Will had briefly explored.
Mm-hmm.
You see the hole in the floor, which you now know leads down into that temple below.
Mm-hmm.
Or the vault, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And then you head north into this long hallway, which had the cracked marble in the floor.
Are the skulls up here? Did they?
You don't
up
see them up here.
What?
Hmm.
What?
I'm just wondering where they went.
Yeah, go look for them. Down this hallway, which at the other end is another set of doors. Heading through that hallway. The walls and the ceiling in the eastern portion of this bare stone room have collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
To the west and the south are amber doors. You just came through the south one. In the center of the room is a 10-foot tall statue of a jackal-headed warrior made of cracked amber. It turns to face you and clenches its fists. Exithanter holds out his hand to the statue, sort of casually, and it relaxes its clenched fists and turns back to face the way it had been facing before.
This seems to be another layer of protection, huh?
Hmm.
You would not believe what some people would do to a place like this. I don't know if it's just out of pure wantonness or...
Who put this statue here?
It would have been the people who built this place long ago.
You weren't
ago.
Around for this statue's installation?
I was not. He presses on, he goes out, and you find yourself on a small balcony, 30 feet above the floor, overlooking the big room again.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of on level with the head of the statue. And you go through a set of open doors in the northern wall off of this balcony, and find yourself in another stone room. This one consists of a foyer to the west and a shrine to the east. Four candlesticks lie on the dusty floor of the foyer. In the shrine, fragments of a shattered obsidian statue are scattered in a raised alcove at the eastern end of the chamber. Two pairs of empty alcoves line the north and south walls of the shrine.
Hmm.
He goes across the room to the northern wall, which appears to be a blank stone wall, sort of in an alcove. And he reaches down and does something. And a secret door, he pulls a secret door open, revealing a corridor beyond. And if you head down there, you go down a few stairs.
Oh my goodness. This what if we're being led into a trap? And we're just like really following elaborate. Him.
Just being in the Tamlin is bad enough.
Yeah.
And you head back down the stairs.
Can we take note of this secret door? Is it still open?
Yeah, can we see how that works? What if we get trapped?
Well, you're all going through, and he's leading the way, so he's not, like, holding it and ushering you through, so whoever's last can investigate.
I'll stay back last and try to look at it. I'd even stay if Bathwax stayed with me.
What?! Holy shit!
I want to know that
you've won the game! Damn it!
Thanks for listening! Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.